Welcome to God Invention Radio with your host, Brian Free.
Welcome to God Invention Radio. I'm your host, Brian Freed, and tonight we have Robin Behar. She's from In Clover Marketing, and you can check out her website throughout the show, inclovermarketing.com. And the reason why I invited Robin to be on our show tonight, you know, us as inventors, there's one point or another that we're thinking about having our product sold internationally. And I know that it comes up during the patent stage, whether we should file international patents and so forth. And then later on, we're talking about actually selling our product on an international level. So I brought in an expert. Robin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
All right. So, Robin, tell us a little bit about yourself, please, just before we get started. That would be great.
Sure. I have been specializing in sort of the as seen on TV sector, and I've been in the industry since 1991. And about the mid-90s, I found myself very interested and intrigued in the global sector of our industry. And I've really spent, you know, since I guess 1996 till present, focus on taking successful as seen on TV products that are sold here in the United States and bringing them worldwide. So we've developed a distribution network of, you know, I'm going to say
okay.
Probably
65. I'm not sure if where Robin went. Robin,
hello?
You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see if we can grab Robin back on the line in a moment. But what Robin is going to be discussing with us this evening is really about taking your product and going global, like I mentioned before. We're going to talk about the TV markets and the size of the network that are out there and what really type of return you can end up having. Robin, you back with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Robin, you back with us? Okay. By the way, let me give Robin this number, and I'll give the listeners the number in case she's hearing it. You can call 888-327-0061. Let's talk about going global tonight, bringing your product national. And, of course, you can email me, brian@gotinvention.com, brian@gotinvention.com. Robin, with us? Robin? Okay. We'll get Robin back on the line hopefully very soon. Okay. And, you know, there's a point, and we've spoken about this with different patent attorneys that have been on the show with us. Really, you have to make a decision when you're filing your patent, whether you're going to file internationally. And that's something that inventors need to decide. And typically, in my opinion, I find that a lot of the international filing is more for the larger corporations. Us as inventors, you know, you're filing for United States patent protection, and then realistically, how much are we going to be able to protect overseas? So I just kind of like to focus on U.S., but there is a point where people overseas may not necessarily have the ability to file a patent because you already have a patent filed here in the United States, so they can actually make it overseas, but they can import it to the United States. So there's a lot of details to that. I know that we were going to go beyond that with Robin with the patent information, and we're going to talk more about marketing. Robin, you're back on the line with us, right?
I think I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Super. Okay.
Okay.
I was just kind of going through. I know that we weren't really going to focus on the legal side of it, the going global, as far as patent protection and so forth. Maybe you can just we were just getting a quick background about yourself. Maybe we could just finish that up real quick.
Sure. So my area of expertise has been bringing third-party and proprietary products that have sold on TV in the United States to the global markets. So we've worked with, you know, a network of 65-plus distributors, probably covering, I think, about 100 active countries at this time.
Wow. Okay,
yeah,
that's great.
So, you know, the
you
size
definitely
of the prize,
have gone through the process of coming up with an idea also and bringing it up to a point where you're producing it and selling it internationally as well, right?
Yes, yes. So, you know, the area we've just specialized primarily, you know, those have had As Seen on TV support, so there is a two-minute spot or an infomercial, and typically the rule of thumb usually is once something's tested here, the offer's developed, the product's been engineered, you know, all the tooling's done, it's usually at that point it's the right time to bring it to an international market.
Okay. So, Robin, yeah, we have inventors listening and experts and resources for inventors listening. So tell us, Robin, when we have a product, does it maybe you can help us understand whether it's either an As Seen on TV product or it's a product that we're selling on the Internet right now on our own building up or catalogs, or we do have our product in some specialty stores or mass retail where we may have even licensed it. Tell us when the right time to think about going global would be.
Well, you know, I think the most important thing is sort of really having kind of your ducks in a row, if you will, you know, really knowing that this is kind of going to be your product. You know, the engineering's done, you know, the tooling, it's a product ready for market, and you basically, you know, have a lot of the manufacturing done and your marketing done. And typically at that point, you know, it's a pretty short window. You know, we do deal with a lot of products that are just coming out the gate, coming to the U.S. market, you know, within weeks, if not a month, and we're introducing them to the global market. So it can happen really fast. You know, I'd say sort of the planning process is key because, you know, outside the U.S., you have various, you know, logistical issues, packaging requirements, government requirements related to certain categories, you know, if it's plastic, or food-related, for example, in Europe, you have to have reach testing, you have to have regulatory testing done before you can start to bring that product into market. So you can go pretty quickly, but you really have to be prepared and get organized on the backside of things so that you have all the proper packaging, certification, and regulations required to the territory you're looking to enter. And every region in the world is different. You know, Japan is different than Europe. Latin America is different than Australia, and you kind of really have to understand the rules of the road before you're ready to go.
Okay, so you're almost like you're a representative for Intel. You have your own stuff going on, but you're an international rep for products. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah,
okay.
We represent.
Okay, so I'd like to understand something,
you know,
Robin. When an inventor, let's say, you know, a company obviously who has a product line, they probably are familiar or they're just exploring going global. But us as inventors, if we called you up, almost like a catalog rep, but now you're an international rep, we want to place our product, throughout the world. Tell us what steps we would need to take. Would you ask us about patent protection, international patent protection, and what's the steps that you would tell us that we would need to follow?
Well, you know, yes, I think, you know, there's certain patent protection that's worth defending out in the world, and that helps. It sometimes, you know, deters those kind of race and knock you off. If your tooling's, you know, challenging and all that stuff, you're a little better positioned. But, you know, we like to see a product that has patents actually in China and some of the Asian markets because that's typically internationally where things get knocked off very quickly. So I would ask a lot about IP. I would ask if you have registered trademarks outside the United States. Not that we want you to race and go out there. We want to really get a sense of a particular market if it's worth doing. But like for Europe, you know, you could file your trademark, you know, with the EU and be filed in, you know, X amount of countries. And that's usually worth doing because a lot of times if your trademark gets hijacked, and we've seen that happen in Korea and other markets with really successful products, and, you know, there's companies out there watching that are not so nice and, you know, you want to be protected. So we'd ask about IP. We'd ask about cost of goods, perceived values, really important to see that we can, based on your cost of goods, where we can match it in a given country against that particular currency.
Okay.
And,
does it make sense to have one product that you're trying to get out there, or is it better that, you know, working, let's say, I know you work with some major companies and handle their international distribution? I mean, is it complicated to do something with a onesie product?
You know, not everything, you know, we always say there's a home for everything. It just depends, you know, it's the size of the home. And there are few products, and we've been fortunate to be involved with them, that have really had a global appeal. You know, one of them is a product called Table Made. It is a proprietary product of ours. And we've sold that product in every region of the world. And, you know, we've probably exceeded close to over 2 million units internationally and probably surpassed sales in the United States. But not every product appeals to every region. You know, I'm going to, for example, we handled some regions with a product called ShamWow. Many of you are probably very familiar with that product if you're an inventor. And yep. It had great success in Australia and Japan and parts of Europe, but it did not do well in Latin America, and it did not do well in the Middle East. That product just did not translate well, perceived value of what it was in those particular markets. It just was a disconnect. And, you know, there's a variety of reasons for it, but that's just an example that sometimes, depending on the opportunity, if you've got a product that appeals, let's say we've had a DIY product that did exceptionally well in Korea and Japan, and it was sort of a surprise, but there's been a cultural shift in those markets where a DIY product didn't really have an appeal 5 or 7 years ago because you could easily, you know, call downstairs, you can have a guy come up and, you know, hang your picture up for, you know, a dollar. But the world's changing and culture's changing. And
all right, Robin Baer from In Clover Marketing. InCloverMarketing.com is the website. And we will be back on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Stay tuned for segment two.
Adley Law Group is an international intellectual property, business law, and litigation firm located in Los Angeles with offices in London, Tokyo, and Taipei. They are your one-stop shop for all your legal needs regarding your IP, including registration, marketing, licensing, and litigation. They will help you protect your intellectual property rights anywhere in the world by obtaining patent protection for your inventions and registering your trademark and copyrights. They can help you achieve your marketing goal for your invention, whether your goal is to produce, license, or sell your invention. They can assist you with your business legal needs, including reviewing, drafting, and negotiating contracts, business deals, and licensing agreements anywhere in the world. They are also there to defend your rights when someone uses your IP work without your authorization, or when you are involved in litigation regarding any intellectual property or business matter. Visit us online at www.adleylaw.com. That's ADLILAW.com, or call us at 213-623-6546.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
High cholesterol is a ticking time bomb. Statistically, you or a family member needs to lower their cholesterol today. Besides diet and exercise, the best answer is Carderol, an all-natural dietary supplement that combines 9 natural ingredients proven to lower cholesterol levels in just 30 days. Carderol is the complete solution. Visit Carderol.net to learn more and start your risk-free 30-day trial. Carderol is guaranteed to lower your cholesterol or your money back. That's Carderol.net, CARDIOL.net, CARDIOL.net.
Could your business use $10,000 to $500,000 in cash flow to grow faster? Do you need money for things like purchasing inventory or advertising your business? If you do, call AmeriMerchant. AmeriMerchant offers a variety of working capital programs for your business. While banks have tightened up their criteria to give money to small businesses, AmeriMerchant is providing working capital to all types of businesses every day. They even have special programs that allow your business to purchase inventory or advertise with no money up front. Grow your business today with up to $500,000 in new cash flow in as little as 7 days only from AmeriMerchant. Call us right now for a free quote. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. Call us 24 hours a day for a free quote. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570.